I've got a question maybe to ask this evening before we get started, and I'll try not to pick on you tonight. I probably should have said that, but anyway. Has there ever been a time that you, as a child or something in your life, that you acted differently when mama and daddy was around? You know, they would tell you, like, you'd go somewhere and they'd say, you best be on your best behavior. And you'd act a certain way, and then kind of maybe whenever you got older and things changed in your life and we started being our own people, if you will, making our own decisions, and we got out and we maybe acted ways that we wouldn't have normally acted had mom or dad been around. I guess this, I don't even going to title this or nothing. You just have to put it in there however you see fit. But the Lord laid a thought upon our heart, and I brought that up as an example because, guys, every one of us has knowledge of how it is we're supposed to act. Brother Jerry got up here and talked about it first, about being ignorant on purpose or whatever. We need to be mindful of these things. And I sat back there and I listened as he was singing. It's been a long time since I've heard Brother Jerry sing that song, and I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But I sit there with my eyes closed, and I got to listen in a past hymn. And I got to hear him, the church, sing, he's real, I know he's real.
Amen.
I can feel him in my soul.
Amen.
He's real, oh yes, he's real, yeah. For he's washed and he's made me whole.
Yeah.
And I thought about, as I sit and listened, if we have faith like that, guys, there is nothing that is impossible to us.
Amen.
If you want to read along with us, I've got a little bit of scripture here in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 31, starting the reading here in verse 24, and the Bible says, and it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been a rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and of and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Now, I'm going to stop my reading right there, and I have thought about how that, you know, many a time along the way, as the children of Israel was coming out of the land of Egypt, God would have destroyed them people, but Moses made intercession for them. He would take it. He would pray for God's people. And man, I mean, he besought the Lord, and it broke his heart at any time. And we sit there and we think about, families this day and time, and pastors, churches ain't like churches used to be, guys. I mean, people's changed. And I'm all about how that even though as much as we have changed, there's some things that's still the same. We are living in perilous times. We're living in a great falling away, and friends, God told us it was going to be like this. I thought about how that as Moses was here and he brought them together and he said more or less, I call heaven and earth to hear to record against you this day. Folks, that we need to understand that folks, that every one of us is going to stand before God and give an account for every deed we've done in this body, whether it be good or evil. I sit there and I begin to think about how, as the children of Israel, you would think that after praying for 400 years, that man wants that God answered that prayer. Them people would just be ecstatic about everything that God had to offer. Folks, we sin, a lot of times we want to play that ignorant on purpose about stuff, about folks, but even as way back, before the children of Israel became in bondage, there was a man named Joseph that took and brought them down there through a famine. But when he died, he gave commandment saying, when you all leave this place, don't you leave my bones down here. You take them with you. Friends, I'm telling you that I don't know if there was a certain family. I don't know who it was. There might have been a good old elder sitting there, and when the children of Israel heard Pharaoh say go, he might have just sat there and said, hey boys, I remember a story passed down through generations about a man called Joseph, and he gave us a commandment that when we leave here, that day has changed. Somebody don't get his bones. And friend, they gathered them up and they began to leave on that land of Egypt down there. And friend, I'm telling you what, they came out of there in great mirth. They were rejoicing. They had their timbrel. They were singing and having joy because God had delivered them by a mighty hand. Hallelujah. We're servant of God that's able. And they took, and here they come out through their friends, and they hadn't been gone long. They had been out through their a few days' journey, and they come up beside the seaside. And while they were there, they begin to murmur. They begin to complain. They begin to say, look, it'd been better off for us to stay down there. Now you've got us down here, and here comes Pharaoh's army. And they're coming behind us hard, and they're going to kill us right here. But praise God. That God has given somebody a vision, somebody that trusted in the Lord, somebody to tell somebody else, hey, be a good courage, man, God's able. I've yet to understand why so many people like to watch the news because it ain't nothing but a bunch of garbage. The sister was talking about depression. People talk about depression all the time. But yet we fill ourselves up with this junk. What do you think it's going to do to us? And they took and, man, I thought about it. Moses had took and got down there.
Bless
the Lord.
And he said, oh, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And man, as he began to raise that staff, that rod out over the sea.
Bless the Lord.
And there was a great wind come through there. church.
Yep.
Break it, brother.
Yeah.
Bless him. Lord.
You would think that would have been enough.
Uh-huh.
Bless him, Jesus.
But they took and they went across on dry ground.
Yeah.
And friend, let me tell you something. We need to understand where it is we're going.
Yeah.
We're going to a land that's full of with milk and honey.
Amen.
He promised me that. He said, our father Abraham, God had given him this land and we're going back. God has promised us.
Yeah.
And friends, and they took and they got across through there. And man, I'm telling you, I don't know who the last fella was that's across the river there. Or I mean, across the sea.
Yeah.
But when he looked back,
bless the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, could you imagine? Heard Jared preach a message probably 25 years ago about jerking the wheels off your wagon or your chariot or something like that. But friend, I'm here to tell you that when they got down through there and he looked back, friend, I'm telling you, I don't think we need to look back like the children of Israel back into Egypt. But I think we need to look back and see what God's done.
Take
courage and begin to move forward, not being so wishy-washy in the things that we do. But here they took, and there was many times they got down there, and man, the bread that God provided, it wasn't good enough. And they began to murmur and complain. And they said, this bread, we want some meat.
Yeah.
So God gave them meat. They just about the meat. They couldn't got down there, and they wanted water. Won't.
Amen.
We are never satisfied.
Amen.
And I'd sit there and I'd watch in the Bible, you know, just taking. Man, I've got a good imagination and that thing just runs wild sometimes. And I'd sit there and I'd read this stuff. And I mean, how many of you have read the Old Testament and sit there and man just rake them children of Israel over?
Yeah. Oh, bless them, Lord.
How could they do that? How could they treat God that way after everything He had done for them?
That's right, brother.
Bless the Lord.
How can they do that?
Bless the Lord.
Man, Brother Jerry, I sit there and I begin to think about how that here it was that Moses had took him. He'd had people rise up against him. He had had people talk about him.
Bless the Lord.
He'd had the vision come up among the ranks. Man, there's times that Moses had to take and say, those of you that's on God's side, get over here.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
There's going to come a time in your life that you're going to have to get determined.
Amen.
You're going to have to make a real choice about where it is that you all want to spend eternity.
Yeah.
And you say, preacher, I'm here tonight. But friend, I'm here to tell you, we're here tonight. I asked you Monday night, who needs your Bible?
Yeah.
Hands went up everywhere.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Went to asking people why they needed a revival.
Bless them, Jesus.
These three's a bunch of copycats. Eric come up with a good answer and everybody followed suit.
Bless the Lord.
But friend, I'm telling you,
bless the Lord.
We need revival in the land that we live in. Because folks, people are dying and going to hell. They're stuck in the valley of decision. And folks, 90% of the time, the church ain't got their mind made up to be able to lead somebody to the cross, hallelujah, and tell them about the good things of God.
Amen.
I sit there and I begin to think about how that here Moses was.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Jesus.
Well, you know, Jerry, youth pastor, young boys and a pastor knows that.
Bless the Lord.
Man, it's a blessing. It is, man. I mean, it's joy being able to work with people and encourage and see families grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
It breaks your heart to see homes busted and things are happening in man.
Bless the Lord.
You pray and work with people, and I just imagine as Moses was sitting there, and he probably thought about his journey through life.
Bless the Lord.
And everything that it took place.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he had gotten to himself in a spot that he was very bold.
Bless the Jesus.
Man, I'm here to tell you, if there ever was a day and time that God's men need to preach the word gun barrel straight and let people know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's a way to live righteous and holy before a holy God. Because let me tell you something. This telling everybody everything's alright and a pat on the back while they go to hell. It ain't doing nobody no good.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
And I sit there and I begin to think about how that Moses, with everything that he had went through and done, how that he had taken and man, he knew that his time was short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had done pulled Joshua, I believe, over to the side and began to talk to him and expound to him, and he told him what he was dealing with.
Amen. Yep.
Amen.
Bless him, Jesus.
Boy, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
We say we want our churches to grow. We want our families to grow.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, man, I'm telling you what, if we would get out and go to visiting and do it instead of having to keep ourselves all busy up all the time, friends, we can see some things done for the glory of God.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
But here Moses pulled him off to the side and explained to him what he was fixing to get into. He said, look, I'm fixing to leave here. I'm fixing to die. He said, but I want you to be of good courage.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Trust God.
Amen.
Amen.
Trust God.
Come on. Yep.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Trust God.
Amen.
Bless him, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
And he began to pin the law down and he began to write her down and he said, look, he said, I know you people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, here, I can't even see.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
He said, for I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Guys.
Yeah.
I said it Monday night. I'm going to say it again. It's not the preacher's job to drive you to church.
Come on.
It's not the preacher's job to drive you into reading the Word. It's not the preacher's job to drive you into praying and having a good prayer and a faithful life unto God. He's to lead and he's to shepherd and he's to protect and he's to feed. And man, God's good and he provides us with these things.
Amen.
Yeah. Bless
your
Lord.
You need to pray for your pastor.
Amen.
Bless his Lord. Love you.
Yep.
He told them people, he said that, for I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord.
Amen.
And how much more after my death?
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Your salvation does not hang on this man.
That's right. That's true.
Your salvation hangs on the man that hung on the tree.
Amen.
Amen.
And I sit there and I thought about how that as they had taken and folks and they heard this and he said, look, I'm putting this book of the law over here in the Ark of the Covenant and it's going to be for a record against you because you know.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Right.
Now, if at least 350 years that nobody really probably even knew who Joseph was other than by story.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, I believe they was rich in their tradition.
Come on, amen.
They might have been down there making them mortars and brick and doing all of that stuff, and they was sitting around talking about the good old days and how God had taken what had done, and it had sparked faith in them people, and they had begun to pray. Hey, friend, I'm here to tell you, the Bible teaches me that when Zion, I begin to get in travail, that sons and daughters are born. And friend, we need to be about the Father's
vision
of the newborn supposed to be instead of being
travailing.
And so sensitive, and so hard-hearted, but then we can't even hear the voice of God. I don't know your heart. It ain't none of my business to know your heart.
Blessed Jesus.
But I sit there and I thought about how that... How many of you know that people is people?
Amen.
We're all flesh. Blood, flesh, and flesh, and flesh.
Bless the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
We won't.
Bless him, Lord.
Yep, sure.
And here, Joshua began to take these people over.
Bless you, Lord.
And they had took, and they would fight, and they would give victories, and they would take, and they would get cold and indifferent. They'd begin to worship other gods, and God would bring people in and would humble them down. And friend, they would be in bondage, and God knew what it took to get their attention.
Bless them, Lord.
What's it going to take to get our attention tonight?
Bless them, Lord.
What's it going to take?
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Come on, brother.
We cannot live just any old way and expect to go to heaven.
Amen.
I sit there and I begin to read in the Word of God, and I thought about how that the prophets would come along and they would prophesy and they would tell and they would go through Brother Randy, and God would send people that way. Now I'm just going to read this, guys, because I don't want people to say, well, that preacher, he just ad-libbed it through there and he just made it to what he wanted us to hear. But friend, I'm here to tell you, sometimes the preacher says what he says and it's the Word of God, and you hear what you want to hear.
That's the Lord.
That's true. Right. Bring it on, brother.
Bless him, Jesus.
Bless him.
But it said right here in the Word of God, it says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul.
Amen.
But they said, we will not walk therein.
Amen.
He said, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken unto the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
One of the saddest things I've ever heard anybody say to me, preacher, I know what the Bible says, but I believe this.
Come on, bless him, Jesus.
Friends, I am here to tell you that as we stand before God one day, we'll give an account. And I thought about how that, guys, it is so important that we heed the Word of God. Friend, I said it as I begin to think about how that, you know, all of the trials, all the troubles, everything that mankind goes through, there's things that we're tried with.
Yeah.
Bless them.
There's things that we've tempted with.
Yeah.
Oh, bless them.
There's things that we're reaping because that's what we sowed.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's Bible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Be not deceived.
Yeah.
Right, bless them.
For God is not mocked.
Right.
Yeah. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also
reap.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Guys, as I sit here and I thought about how that as Moses was fixing to die, he was concerned about what was going to happen to the people.
Yeah.
Friends, I'm here to tell you that the best thing that we can be is a good example.
Right.
In this life, you're going to be an example one way or the other, but why not choose to be a good example rather than being a bad example? Because, friend, I said and I thought about how, you know, and here's the thing that troubles my spirit.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, buddy.
Here's where I think it gets real.
Bless him, Jesus.
Yes, amen. Come on, buddy.
God, what you have done for me,
bless
him. It ain't good enough.
Bless him, brother.
Come on, preach it.
That's what I get out of that right there.
Come on, bless him.
He heard their prayer. He delivered them. He brought them through many things. He gave and gave and gave.
Yeah,
and it wasn't good enough.
That's right.
Bless him, brother.
Come on.
But here are them. Are we any different, guys?
No, sir.
No.
We like to think we are.
Yes, sir.
We like to say, preacher, we're under grace and it don't matter. Paul said, do you abide in grace? Do you abide in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Bless him, Lord.
Scripture teaches me that the pure in heart
shall see God. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
The pure in heart. Praise the Lord.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but man, as good as God has been to me, shame on me that my heart ain't no more pure than what it is. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. And I believe sometimes people use that as excuse. Well, preacher, ain't nobody perfect. When I get over there, I will be. Guys, we need to strive.
Amen.
We need to be putting forth the effort. And I sit there and I thought about how that God gave His best.
Yeah.
He always had your best interest in mind. He took and He took a small people that He might show His power, that He might show His plan.
Yeah.
And He brought us in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey folks, Randy preached it last night.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been grafted in.
Yeah.
Why should we not shout? Yeah. Why do we not have victory?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. I've read in spots there to where there would be upwards anywhere from 5 to 100,000 of the children of Israel would be smote.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
And people would repent.
Bless the Lord.
They turned to God.
Amen.
How long did it last?
Bless of Jesus.
How long?
How long?
Bless the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
How many revivals have you been through?
Bless him,
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
How long do they normally last?
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, we'll sit and we'll look, we'll plead with God over faith and say, God, if you'll do this, I'll not fail to give you the praise. I'll praise you, Lord. And man, God will move in your life and he's lucky if he gets the Holy Grunt out of you. Friends, I'm here to tell you, that is what God not done for us. Is it not worthy for us to praise him?
Amen.
And I said, and I begin to think about this, that guys, Jerry, if you plant a tree out in your yard and every year you get out there and dig it up, you move it over here.
Bless the Lord.
And then next year you dig it up and you move it over here.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
That tree is constantly in a state of being started.
Bless the Lord.
Is that not the way it seems like the church is anymore? We just run around in a state of getting started all over again. I believe that from the day we got saved, there needs to be growth. There needs to be building on. Preach it, brother. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He said, I know your heart.
Amen.
I know your rebellion.
Bless the Lord.
What's going to happen to you when I'm gone?
Uh-huh.
Bless the Lord.
Bless friend, you. I'm telling you, the great heart and compassion,
bless the Lord,
that he had for them people.
Bless you, Lord.
Are we not supposed to have that one for another?
Mm-hmm. Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But we take, and I mean, we're so wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Bless the Lord.
I mean, we act one way at the house.
Bless it, Jesus.
It ain't no wonder that our kids don't believe in God and they're on their way to hell.
Come on, bless the Lord.
We watch garbage. It ought not to be watched.
Yeah.
Come on. Bless up Jesus.
Now I'd like to be on the self-righteous page and say, I haven't had TV since my daughter was maybe 3 or 4 years old. But I got Netflix.
Come on.
Come on. Hey! I could have left the other half of that story out and you thought, boy, that preacher's something, ain't it?
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Guys, I ain't nothing.
Bless the Lord.
But I sit and I think about all of these things. About guys, you remember that there was a time. Now, I asked you at first, how many of you acted differently when Mama and Daddy was around than when they were young?
Right.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Preach it, brother. Come on.
Amen. There's a lot of stuff that I done, and praise God, it's under the blood.
Amen.
I'm not going to bring it up and talk to you about it because that's my past.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
And if God was good enough to forgive me of it,
yeah.
I don't think I have no business rehashing my sin out in the house of God.
Come on, preach it, amen.
Because, friends, I'm here to tell you, there's none of us is righteous and holy. Every one of us.
Bless the Lord.
The church up above us there, they took and they had a sign and said, every Christian has a past. Every sinner has a future.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Jesus loves
you. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Why do we sit and meddle in other people's matters when God has worked out a personal relationship with you and I? That man, it's all we do to keep our own doorstep shut. Friends, it is important. Now, as I just said out there just a second ago, I believe God has made this personal with each and every one of us. But every one of us has to come through and by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, you may sing this song, and if you do, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but they sing a song that drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Bless Jesus.
Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. We got our own thing worked out.
Mm-hmm. Bless Jesus.
Me too, brother.
Mom, bless your boy.
No, sir.
Oh.
Man, at the foot of the cross, the ground was made level.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bless
I don't care what you got. I don't care where you came from.
Come on, brother.
Come on, I don't care where you've been, and I sure don't care what you've done.
Right.
Man, we've got a Savior.
Yeah,
hallelujah. That He took, and He was faithful and just to forgive us if we would ask.
Yeah.
Friend, I'm here to tell you, why do we act the way we do?
Yeah.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Bless
him, Jesus.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Come on, brother. Reach it.
For it was impossible for the shedding of blood of calves and goats to redeem you from your sin.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Reach it, brother. Man.
But there was a lamb.
Yep.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah,
and he made the perfect sacrifice.
Hey.
What it took to save you from your sin. See, friends, under the law, it was just Yeah. Oh, four. You had to meet that end. Yeah,
that's right. Come on, bless you, Jesus.
Every year you had to just keep rolling her up. Mm-hmm.
Bless the
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, bless them.
Jesus changed him. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
Man, when Jesus came.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
The perfect atonement. Mm-hmm. Now, I say this a lot.
Bless the Jesus.
I like to break some words down. Atonement, if you break her down, it's at one ment.
Come on, bless the Lord.
There was something happened that day.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus came in and he took and he changed my life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not always done right. Oh, but you know what, friends? I'm not perfect, but I sure ain't what I used to be.
Amen.
Amen.
I hear you, brother.
God has a plan for us.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
It includes us being in glory with him.
Amen.
Amen.
But if we're stiff-necked, hard-hearted, if revival can't last more than a month in our life,
yeah.
What in the world is wrong with us?
Right. Yeah. Come on, brother.
Come on. Bless the Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
It's a shame.
Bless the Lord.
A shame.
Bless him, Jesus.
That guys, I'm reminded of the parable.
Bless them,
of
the
sower.
Amen.
It's the fowls of the air.
Bless them, Lord.
You a scarecrow. I don't care what you got to do. Keep them fowls away from the seed.
Bless
and do what God would have for us to do, that we might grow in grace and knowledge and wisdom and power. Hallelujah. God. But many times,
bless them, Lord. Bless them, Jesus.
We like to stay close enough to the fence that we think that when we see her going down,
bless them, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless them, Jesus. Bless them, Lord.
Bless them, Lord.
Praise you, brother.
That's the way we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them, Lord.
Yeah.
We run around just enough to.
Bless him, Jesus.
Scratch the surface.
Right, brother.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Paul said how? Mm-hmm. Unsearchable.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, amen. How deep does it go, Jerry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'll read in there.
Yeah.
He said, look, he said, I went to the heart of the earth, and lo, he was there.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Went to the highest heights, and lo, he was there.
Amen.
You can't outrun God. You can't outrun judgment. You're not outrun death. And you face God just as you are.
Amen.
Amen. Sir.
That's right.
Yeah.
Preach it, brother.
This is not a game.
Mm-hmm. That's right, brother. Come on.
Bless the Lord.
Lord's blessed our own church. We got quite a few young people up there. I say quite a few. I feel like this day and time, if you got 10 or 15, you got a high school. But some of them kids has got some of the dumbest drama.
Bless you, Jesus.
And you know, you got teenagers around the house, hear that craziness. And they'll say it and they'll talk about some silly stuff that they all wrapped up in. And the sad part is, the devils are using that to get our kids.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's true, brother.
We got
bless you more.
A little 18-year-old girl buried up there in the cemetery behind the church. She, for 2.5 years, attended our church, Jerry.
Jesus.
You want to talk about something that'll break your heart? Why? I just want to preach something that's going to help somebody.
Yeah, amen.
Somewhere along the way, why wasn't I able to tell that child
Yeah.
Bless of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. That no matter what, Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Somewhere along the way, why wasn't we able?
Amen.
And man, it's not just the little church up there. Yeah. It's everywhere. Our schools. Yeah. There's children dying, committing suicide, hanging themselves.
Yeah. Jesus.
And we sit in the church in our little chairs and we'll say, oh, how I love Jesus.
Bring it on, brother.
Come on, Mr. Everybody.
What's going to happen to these people?
Right.
Bless of Jesus.
You see, guys, we've allowed ourselves to get too complacent.
Yeah.
The devil's come along and sold us a bill of goods. You're saved. You're all right. Just sit back.
Come on, Mike.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
We need to be about the Father's business.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be taken, and I sit and I think about this, and guys, God's church is unstoppable.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
But we can't sit in the pew and just expect God. We're like a bunch of little birds in the nest. We just sitting back, cheep, cheep, cheep. Waiting on God to bring the worms.
Amen.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Right.
There is things that God requires.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
To walk upright.
Yeah.
To be circumspect in this present world in which we're living in.
Bless the Lord.
Right, brother. Come on, brother. Yes.
Bless the Lord.
No wonder, Michael.
That's right.
I said, and I think about how is he cooking. He saw these things, and I can just imagine. There was times as Jesus took it. The Bible speaks about a spot where he stopped out through there and he looked out over Jerusalem and he wept because they did not know the hour of his coming. Yeah. Friend, I'm here to tell you that the Lord's word is true, and he said he's coming back like a thief in the night.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless him, Jesus.
You're preaching, brother.
Bless him, Lord.
Guys, we're living in perilous times.
Right.
We want to blame the generation before us. The generation before us wanted to blame the generation before them.
Yeah.
Friend, I'm here to tell you that there's got to be a generation that rises up and sets a standard and says, look, not my children, not the church where I attend. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, we need to be doing what God would have for us to do. Because, friend, Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
But it comes off and it says this right here. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
Yeah, that's right.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
Yes, amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about the discrepancies in our own lives.
Yeah.
Bless him, Jesus.
I mean, you can hear it every church service you go to, everywhere you go. Preacher, I failed this week. I failed in my life. I failed too, guys.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
But it says, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season?
Uh-huh.
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over his goods.
Uh-huh.
But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming.
Bless of Jesus. Help him, Lord.
Yep.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that not where we're at today?
Right.
Bless him,
sure
Lord.
It is.
Yeah.
My Lord's delayed his coming.
Bless of Jesus.
I've got time.
Bless him, Lord.
I'll do what I want.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. I'll live like I want to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
nobody can tell me nothing.
Yeah.
I know.
Amen.
I've been in church all my life, preacher.
Yeah.
Blessed Jesus.
Blessed Lord.
Do we really know how close it is?
Come on, brother.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Is what God's done, is it good enough for you?
Bless us.
Yeah.
We want bigger houses. We want faster cars. We want prettier this. It just seems like nothing in life satisfies.
Bless the Jesus.
Jerry, I didn't get saved because I loved God. I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yep, yep.
But I have been saved for 29 years now.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He's been so good to me. I tell you what, why would anybody want to return back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world when we've got a God that said, hey, Jesus said, look, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Right, brother.
Yeah.
Come on.
That where I am, ye shall be also.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Hey, a lot of people get all shout happy. They talk about the streets of gold and gates of pearl and the mansions.
Bless them, Jesus.
Bless them, Lord.
Bless them, Lord.
I'm not taking nothing away from what God's got prepared.
Come on, bless them, Lord.
But next to my Jesus, that stuff ain't going to hold you alive.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
Man.
Amen.
Just whether you wanted it or not.
Right.
Bless of Jesus.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
You don't have to prove nothing to me.
Bless of Jesus.
Not the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bless of Jesus.
But I'm telling you what, you want a happy life. You want a blessed life. Now, I'm not saying it'll always be a bed of roses. I'm not saying that it'll all be peaches and cream.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Let me tell you, when you are in God's favor and you're following the Lord,
amen.
What a better place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Bless of Jesus.
He'll gather you up. Mm-hmm. He'll protect you.
Yeah, right.
He'll feed you. He'll give you what you need.
Amen.
He's a present help in time of need.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless of Jesus.
He will supply your need, man. Yes, amen.
I guess I'm done.
Bless of Jesus.
Bless Jesus.
See, we spend our life trying to obtain more and more and more. But yet, when it comes to the things of God, we're so easily satisfied with just a little.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Bless the Lord.
You want a closer walk with God? Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Ain't nobody stopping you but you.
That's right,
amen. Man.
Bless the Jesus. His mercies are new. Are you one of those that's got to have new stuff all the time? Get up with Jesus.
Amen.
His mercies is new every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I read about where it goes. It just gets better, guys.
Mm-hmm. Blessed Jesus.
You ever thought about that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, had a testimony that he pleased God?
Yeah.
Come on. He was, but he was not.
Yeah. Come on, bless the Lord.
Yep.
Because God took him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. How close do you want to be?
Mm-hmm. Bless the Jesus.
Amen.
We'll sing the song and we'll let the tears roll.
Yeah.
Hand in hand we walk each day.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Guys, let me tell you something. I remember I was still silly.
Bless the Jesus.
Amen.
I love you.
Did you ever have somebody in school come up and try to hold your hand?
He's speaking on me.
I'm just going to see if you don't mind. Oh, we got a passage.
Bless the Lord.
Friends, let me tell you, God is not to be treated like a spare tire.
Amen.
Or a last resort.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
If you want a closer walk with God, let's get a closer walk with God.
Amen. Amen.
If you want power with God, let's get power with God.
Amen. Amen.
But there's going to have to be more elements of the old man to get out of it.
That's the Lord.
And if you don't fill that spot with the Holy Ghost and the power of the Lord,
bless him, Jesus.
You leave that building empty. I read where that devil will come back. Brother Michael come off with a statement. He said, because I'm all the time encouraging the church, let's take it to the next level. Let's take her to the next level. Michael come on, he said, new level, new devil. See, you're not facing that rascal by yourself. If you follow the Lord, He'll make the way.
Amen. Yeah.
But too many times we're so afraid, we act so backward.
Right.
He says, come boldly unto me.
Bless him, Jesus.
I'm not saying you go up there and try to boss him around. I'm just saying, let's approach the throne of God with reverence.
Yeah, right.
Knowing that we're coming to somebody that's able.
Amen.
To take care of me.
Yeah, amen.
Take care of my family. Take care of this church, the church I pastor.
Yeah.
Every church where the name of Jesus Christ is named and lifted up, God's able to take care of that.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Amen.
But if we stay rebellious,
come on, bless the Lord.
Guys.
Yeah.
How could we expect anything any different?
Bless you, Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Right,
there was a time that God winked at this stuff, but not no more.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. Yep. That's right. We'll give an account.
So I don't know. I hope it made sense. I'm done. If you want to sing, sing. If you need to come pray, come pray.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless Lord.
See, there ain't nobody really knows except you and God.
Amen.
Amen.
Your rebellion, your stiff-neckedness, your unwillingness to submit unto the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
Everybody can quote that scripture. I'll resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Yeah.
You got this little verse ahead of that that said, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Then,
bless
we like to pick and choose what we want to believe and how we want to believe it.
Bless the Lord.
God's got things in store for His people.
Amen.
And it's going to start with a trump
And
a shout.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Come on, bless them.
There'll be those that'll meet him in the air.
Amen.
Bless them.
And there'll be those that'll hate their head in shame, and they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Bless them.
And it'll be people that play churchy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How do you know that, preacher? Because the book says that there will be people saying, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? And didn't I do that in your name?
Yeah.
And he said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
Yeah.
I knew you not.
Yeah.
You do not have to hear those words.
That's right, brother.
You know what I desire to hear? Well done.
Well,
thou good and faithful servant.
All things.
You've been faithful over a few things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Enter thou in to the joys of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
He knows we're but just
there. Amen, brother.
He knows.
Preach it, brother.
Bless you, Jesus.
But you're here tonight with a decision. What are you going to do? Do you really want a closer walk with God? Do you really want a revival that's going to stick with you to your last breath? It's not going to come because I preached it, and it's not going to come because Randy preached it or any of these other brothers.
Bless Jesus.
It'll come because you'll have a desire.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
You know who's going to be in heaven, Randall?
Bless him, Jesus.
Those that wanted to be.
Amen. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Amen.
Bless him, Jesus.
Do what you got to do, guys.
Bless him, Lord. Amen. I'll be praying.